This week, we're podcasting from the Bipolar Disorder 2020 virtual conference. Today, a poster presentation from the Mayo Clinic challenges conventional wisdom about whether to stop lithium in the face of renal decline. Welcome to the Carlite Psychiatry Podcast, keeping psychiatry honest since 2003.
I'm Chris Aiken, the editor-in-chief of the Carlite Psychiatry Report.
And I'm Kelly Newsom, a psych MP and a dedicated reader of every issue.
Sometimes it's the uncontrolled trials that change practice, particularly when the results go against the grain. That's what happened in 2017 when Lars Kessing and colleagues published their seminal paper on lithium in renal disease. They looked at 754 patients with chronic kidney disease who were taking lithium or an anticonvulsant. Some were continued on the medication during the renal disease, while others stopped it. Now, you'd expect the renal function to improve here when lithium was stopped, but they found the opposite. Patients who stopped the mood stabilizer, whether lithium or the anticonvulsant, had worse renal outcomes than those who continued it. But wait, you do kind of expect that. I mean, it's likely that the doctors stopped these meds in patients who are getting sicker, and they just continued to get sicker since this is not a controlled trial. They did try to control for that selection bias, and their findings still held up. But there was one more finding that starts to raise questions. Dr. Kessing honed in on the patients with bipolar disorder, and he found that their renal function fared even better when continued on lithium versus switching them to an anticonvulsant. That was an unusual finding, suggesting that renal function is actually going to do better in bipolar disorder if we keep them on lithium instead of switching them to something else. How do you explain that? We don't really know, but perhaps it's all about the tubules. At least one anticonvulsant, valproate, Depakote, is associated with renal damage in the proximal tubules. Now, that is a rare side effect of valproate, but bear with me and you'll see the point. So valproate is hitting the proximal tubules. Lithium, in contrast, causes damage in the distal tubules. So switching to valproate could just damage the healthier half of the kidneys in these folks. So if that theory is true, then keeping them on lithium would sound like a better idea. Now, while Dr. Kessler's study gave us some reassurance for continuing lithium even as the creatinine starts to rise, it did start a lot of confusion. And it definitely needed replication. And that's what we got in a poster presentation by Dr. Mihak Pawa and colleagues at the Mayo Clinic. The data was once again observational, and they arrived at the same conclusion: the risk of progressing to end-stage renal disease was the same in patients with chronic kidney disease who continued versus stopped lithium. Sadly, that risk was high. The risk of going on to end-stage renal disease was about 50% in both groups. Remember, though, these are patients who already have chronic kidney disease. End-stage renal disease is a very sad disease. The risk of suicide is 7 times higher in this population, and it's highest in the first year of dialysis. So we need to take that into consideration when thinking about stopping lithium. Lithium prevents about 1 in 8 suicides in bipolar disorder, and the risk of suicide goes up 20-fold in the first few months after lithium is stopped, 40-fold if lithium is stopped abruptly. That's why it's best to stop lithium slowly over 1 to 2 months to prevent drastic worsening of mood. Lithium's effects on the kidneys are also dose-dependent, with some studies showing no renal effects if the level is kept below 0.8. The bottom line, if you see the creatinine rising at 1.5 or above, you're going to need to consult a nephrologist on this complex question. But the answer is not always to stop lithium. And from these two studies, it looks like patients are going to fare just as well whether the lithium is stopped or continued, and they might even fare better if it is continued. We also need to keep in mind that patient's entire history and how well they did on and off lithium and how high their risk of suicide is. The first step is usually to lower lithium as low as you can get it in someone with renal disease without getting their mood worse.
Join us tomorrow for a special edition Word of the Day, Ultridian Cycling in Bipolar. Do you like having your Carlat podcast daily? Let us know by leaving a review in your podcast store, and we'll try to keep up the pace. We'll have more updates in our print issue, including unpublished results on a new medication for bipolar depression and a full review of the modafinils in bipolar disorder. Podcast listeners can get $30 off their annual subscription with the promo code PODCAST, all in capitals. And your subscription will earn you continuing education credits and help us stay free of industry support.